as someone who's lived in Los Angeles and Chicago and New York and Brooklyn, I can say that Ann Arbor is a great place to live.
34-year-old Michael Gustafson is not alone. The U.S. Census Bureau estimates that 117,000 people live in Ann Arbor. Michael and his wife moved from Brooklyn in 2012 after online accessibility drove Ann Arbor-based book retailer Borders out of business. So the couple decided to open Literati Bookstore in downtown a year later, knowing that the market for an independent shop was there.
They not only want to return to the browsability of what a brick-and-mortar bookstore offers, but they also want to know when they buy something where that money goes. I think a lot of times when a customer will shop online, they're unclear of where that money then goes. Does it go somewhere else? Does it go to the coast? Does it go to a CEO? Does it go offshore? With here, most of the money that is spent here goes right back into the community.
Like the Gustafsons, Ann Arbor native Kathleen Haraga ventured out into other parts of the country before coming back home. She helped launch MTV in the 80s in New York and recently started the website Pop Post.
Well, Pop Post is a platform for female content creators in the animation, gaming, and comic space.
During the workday, you can find Haraga in her office near Ann Arbor's Liberty Plaza. It's a place, she says, is competitive with bigger cities and with advantages of its own.
LA and New York have just become so expensive and untenable in terms of just the day-to-day. Ann Arbor has really caught up, I think, to being a small version of some of these cities. You know, I think that it offers as much in a lot of ways as a lot of these other cities, San Francisco, LA. Certainly you have the scale and the access to some of the bigger studios or bigger companies. But I found that incubating a company here with the resources and also with the talent from University of Michigan was a great opportunity.
While the city itself is an attractive draw, there is no mistaking the importance of the University of Michigan. Doug and Lin Song are some of the talent that has come out of there. Doug originally comes from Maryland, but after graduating from school, decided to stay in town where he later co-founded Duo Security. Lin is from Dearborn and is now an elected member of the Ann Arbor District Library Board of Trustees.
We made a commitment to this area.
The Songs say it's important to them to dedicate time and resources to create positive community impact. Lin raises funds for the nonprofit Ann Arbor Educational Foundation. Doug co-founded and helped lead the effort to create the Ann Arbor Skate Park. He says that's an opportunity that would have been difficult to create in a place like New York City where they considered moving permanently.
And I think that's uniquely possible in a way here that you can't do on the coast because everything's already been done. There's no room to grow. There's nowhere to go. There's nothing to do. Everyone's like crabs in a barrel just climbing over each other, right, in New York City or San Francisco or whatever else.
Lin smiles as they reminisce about their experiences with the Ann Arbor District Library during and right after college.
When we were starting out here, when we were young and trying to explore the city, it was a place where we could, you know, check out an art print and hang it up in our ratty apartment and imagine ourselves, you know, living in a house, real house one day. You know, it was a place for us to, I don't know, Doug introduced me to comic books. I had never read like graphic novels before. Yeah. It's like a cultural experience or independent movies.
Well, I think it's, you know, that's the thing. The library, I think of it as kind of a temple of, I mean, people say a temple of learning, whatever, but it's about providing a platform for equal access, mm-hmm. right, to all this stuff, to culture, to learning, to knowledge, all these things.
Back at the Literati bookstore, Michael is typing a message about Ann Arbor on an old-school typewriter. In the age of computers, Michael makes a typewriter available to customers who want to create short messages that are later posted on the bookstore wall. I ask him to read what he wrote.
I love living in Ann Arbor because the people who live here support the places and the businesses who might struggle elsewhere. Living here and growing this business has been a dream come true, and it's because of you, Ann Arbor.
A love letter to Ann Arbor, indeed. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.